Shout out to JLP. We are kicking it on right now, guys. And sure enough, I do believe it is going, everybody. It's 9 a.m., 9 o'clock here in Los Angeles, the 9th of April, Tuesday, 2024 AD. Gonna have a fun show, hopefully, guys. Have various things to talk about. Your calls, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-775-3773. And, for example, what will I talk about? I saw on X that they want to rename the Baltimore Bridge. Civil rights groups want to. They don't want to call it Francis Scott Key Bridge anymore. They were calling the so-called the Star-Spangled Banner, the national anthem, racist because it mentioned slaves getting what they deserve for trading, being traitors to the country, supporting the Brits or what, something like that. There are a theme for today is maybe people jumping to conclusions and being all judgmental and not knowing the whole story but acting like they know. For example, there is this story about some deputies in around here in Los Angeles, I guess, who shot a teen who was reported as kidnapped while following the police instructions. And these people are just trashing the cops. And I don't know the whole story. I'm not going to jump to conclusions. So, Gaza, they're acting like there's an genocide happening in Gaza. But I saw a little clip of a competitor's podcast, a clip of it, that suggests, no, actually, it's actually pretty reasonable what's happening. Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, is a bit corpulent. Corpulent's a nice word. And there is a black gal who's a young lady who shouldn't be running her mouth about politics either, nor should Meghan McCain, who called her clinically obese. And she said, I'm very happy with my body, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's all in the replies, oh, you're so beautiful. Reminds me of a gal who said that, you know, showed a schmaxine injury and she looks starkly different, like she aged 20 years plus in a matter of 2 years. You may remember this story that I covered a couple of times. And the reply said, oh, you're still beautiful. They're kissing up to these gals. Sometimes fellow females, but sometimes males. And I'm like, they're lying to her. She's not pretty anymore. She knows that she's not pretty. Otherwise, she wouldn't show a side-to-side picture. I mean, she's somewhat pretty still, but, you know, mildly attractive. But she, compared... Anyway, it's a mess. Did I mention they want to rename the Baltimore Bridge? Oh, yeah, I think I did. So, it's a big mess, guys. I will get to your super chats. If you'd like to super chat, you can super chat. buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport is the one that I check the most, but I'm also on Ko-fi. I'm on Streamlabs. I'm on Cash App. I'm on DLive. I'm on Rumble. I'm kind of stalling my start because I was about to get started, but I have an engineer who does my show because I'm not a one-man band like Joel Friday and Nick the American Anchor Baby, and they know how to do everything by themselves, but Hake still needs training wheels, meaning a fellow human being to run the show for him. What a mess. Terrible. I gotta learn. I keep on saying I gotta learn, but that means I'm not gonna learn, seemingly. Go to thehakereport.com. It's pretty cool. I personally like it. Let me know what you think. By the way, I have cameos. I'm doing cameos now, guys. Side note, cameos. Cameo.com/thehakereport. They're not as good as JLP Jesse Lee Peterson cameos. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameos are when you have when you want a special shout out, a personalized shout out, wedding, divorce, like JLP says, advice, encouragement, discouragement, shout outs, stuff like that. Yeah, Hake is on Cameo. Let me see if I have it. Cameo. So Hake does cameos? Yeah. Not like in real actual movies, at least not yet. But yeah. So hopefully I check my emails and my notifications so I actually follow through with them and don't lose your money. $15 is starting special price for you, my friends. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey guys! So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I'm wearing my, I haven't worn this shirt in a while. It's a brown shirt. It's size medium. I think I found out why I'm complaining about the mediums. I think it's because you guys might not pick up on it. Maybe you did. But I'm getting fatter a little bit. I've gotten a little bit fatter and I didn't realize it. So that's why I'm complaining about all these mediums. But I think I should move on to large. Grow up, Hake. Move into a large set of t-shirts, maybe. And maybe I can get strong. Special price for you, my friend, is something an Arab or Indian says when they're about to scam someone. Says Jasmine. Shout out, Jasmine. Hey, you got to do something about the state of the snake pit, says Nugget Man. I know just what to do, Nugget Man. I shall mod him. Standard moderator. Will that help? Stephen Will, should I mod Stephen Will too? I think I removed him as a moderator, but I'm modding him. I guess I won't mod Kevin Howe. The snake is a symbol for esoteric knowledge. Coincidence? Yeah, the snake pit is where I get my a lot of my, my information. Just call me a researcher. There are researchers who actually I greatly admire. Let me start up my, yes, I just started up my IG. I'm live on IG right now. I did things a little bit differently, and so I forgot to turn on my Instagram live. So, Hake's max bench, extra small, says life by a thread 8844. Extra small, plus or minus 200, plus or minus, más o menos. You need to mod me, says Flat Earth Victory. Okay. Let's dive right into this stuff because this time is slipping away. The illusion is slipping away. Oh, I saw this on X. Scott Adams, who's been on the Jason Lee Peterson show, he loved his interview with JLP on The Fallen State. He said that that JLP has a great energy or spirit or something, exudes it. Is it like peaceful, calm? Is it love? He asked on X. On Twitter, back when it was called Twitter. One of his favorite interviews, maybe his favorite interview. So check that out. That was some years back. But I have this post on X about this Baltimore Bridge. He's a cartoonist, you know, he's been on the JLP show, The Fallen State, as well. Jack Posobiec posted a screenshot of a headline, a key bridge name should change, so says civil rights group. John Williams IV writes this article. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, I presume that they're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Oh, the Key Bridge. Oh, I thought that they were talking about this bridge that's Key. Not that Francis Scott Key is in his last name, but Key as in a very important bridge. Well, I guess it's both. Yeah, although it was poo-pooed by a former Baltimore resident, Aaron, from Utah, of Aaron C., who spent some time in Baltimore and said this bridge doesn't get all that much traffic, but it's quite a bit. A so-called civil rights group says it. And some of you guys who you are conspiracy theorists, you guys were saying that, oh, of course, is it a coincidence that they took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge? Well, I have information. Actually, guys, they didn't take it down. The powers that be. It was inadvertently, accidentally taken down. I'm a little distracted because Court says Hake can bench the world. That's what I do every time I do a push-up. I'm actually pushing the world down. It was accidentally knocked down, this bridge, by a boat, a container ship, according to reports, according to the news. And so, painted a rainbow. It has to be built. It has to be built back. Better. Civil rights. No such thing. Meaning, it just means communists. Evil. But you guys, the conspiracy theorists among you, shout out to you guys. I, too, have my own personal pet theories of conspiracies. And not necessarily against the law, even though pirates suggest that it's against the law, but the laws are so immoral now that it doesn't have to be against the law for it to be wrong and done by evil means. replacing the white man who wrote the beautiful, I think he was white, right? Francis Scott Key, who wrote the beautiful national anthem. And they've replaced the national anthem with the black national anthem, and people are kneeling during the anthem rather than standing, kneeling to disrespect the anthem rather than standing, and the America and the police and white people rather than standing in love, united with the whites. Unite with the whites. People, POCs, coloreds, all you guys, unite with us. We're willing to be united with you. Some of us? Ridiculous. Yeah, so I mentioned earlier this show that there are independent researchers. I appeared on a couple of panels recently. I don't know if you guys caught them. I was on a couple of panels alongside a researcher who was on The Fallen State with JLP in the radio show, who appeared in Uncle Tom. Those Uncle Tom documentaries. Chad O. Jackson, he's a researcher, and he found that the civil rights stuff was a bunch of communism, and that communists, he even said communists were behind some of the manufactured so-called hate crimes, church bombings. Did you know that? Communists were behind some church bombings, according to Chad O. Jackson, who is a researcher, researches independently. And so I tend to believe the stuff that he says because he researches stuff. I haven't looked into it for myself, and I'm not that interested in doing that. But it's entirely possible because you look at all these fake hate crimes committed by blacks, pretending like they were victims of, oh, somebody wrote the N-word on the wall. Oops, it was a black. Oh, somebody wrote a swastika on the side of the church. Oops, it was the gay anti-Trump organist of that church. As in not morally straight, radical homosexual guy. Certainly not Christian. Certainly not Christian. this Jewish person in Israel, I think, who called in fake bomb threats to all these synagogues around the United States after Trump got elected. Remember that? There are whole websites and Reddit channels, or whatever those things, subreddits, dedicated, or have been before they got banned, dedicated to fake hate crimes, hate crime hoaxes. So it's a phony thing. It's ridiculous. And so what did Scott Adams say? It was funny. Oh, a good name for a bridge that symbolizes disaster is the Baltimore Bridge. I found that witty. Yes, indeed. Because Baltimore is a disaster. And there are Baltimore good Christian men in Baltimore. I believe he's Christian. We heard from him on the JLP radio show. He's called into Hague, too, by the way. He's black. Giovanni, J-O-V-A-N-I. Giovanni Patterson. He's run for office over there, sued the school or the city because the city doesn't care about educating the kids. They just want to brainwash them in daycare mess. It's a mess. Murder rate is through the roof. The population is declining in that city. Normally, cities increase in population. The population is declining. It's a pretty small city. Baltimore ceasefire they've had. Even the liberals were wanting a ceasefire because there's so many shootings. I've had callers call in who grew up in that area. It's a mess. Thank you, Hassan. I have a couple more pictures. Killed by deputies headline one and killed by deputies headline or two Reddit replies. You might have to cover your eyes for these Reddit posts. I didn't check them for censorship. But I saw this posted on Reddit. You know, Hake goes on Reddit sometimes. Does Hake strike you as a Reddit bro? A Reddit bro is a know-it-all who doesn't know much of anything. Source bro? Black on white crime is more common. Source bro? Blacks are more frequently, more commonly stealing. Source bro? I even heard a black Redditor ask me that. Read him say it. Read him write it. Whatever. Video shows a teen reported kidnapped was killed by deputies as she, a woman, a female, young lady anyway, followed instructions. Newly released video footage shows San Bernardino deputies. San Bernardino is way out there, like an hour and a half away. More depending on traffic, 3 hours, 3.5 hours depending on really bad traffic. You don't want to commute from San Bernardino to LA on the morning commute, or commute back at any time of afternoon or evening. San Bernardino deputies fatally shoot an abducted teen. Published April 1st by Nathan Solis, staff writer for the Los Angeles Slimes. They like to slime the police and the whites and Trump. They hate Trump. The Los Angeles Times editorial board wrote a whole book against Trump. It's ridiculous. Back after he won the first time. Around that time. And so I haven't looked into this story, but the Reddit replies are interesting in that they talk about these people don't know what they're doing. This is so heartbreaking and infuriating. This girl was failed so badly by the very people who are supposed to protect her. Her parent and the police. Her parent and the police. At least that's true. At least that's true. Her parent meaning mother. Probably. Father if he's alive. Don't know. And of course, the police, and they're getting rid of all the competent people. Or not even hiring them, not even giving them a chance. You heard Joel Friday TV's story of him appealing for becoming police, applying to become a policeman. Well, that was in LA, LAPD. It wasn't San Bernardino. You may remember San Bernardino is San Bernardino. When I was a kid, I heard San Bernardino Freeway, because I would hear the news, fast-talking news radio people talk about the San Bernardino Freeway, but it's San Bernardino. That's where there was a mass shooting by a Muslim guy. I'm like, Muslim? I think it was may have been a man and his wife who shot up. And my friend knew some of the people. He was like kind of co-workers almost in different departments of the government with some of the people who got shot up at this, like a public building. Killed. With a Muslim terror attack. So, and San Bernardino is kind of rough. A whole lot of, it's the boonies, kind of, and a whole lot of Hispanics have gotten out there. I remember when this happened, the sheriffs immediately blamed the little girl. A teenager is not usually that little. Claiming she had a weapon on her, local media, like they always do, took law enforcement's word uncritically and ran with the story. Cops lie all the time, says this person out of Highland Park, California. And I'm like, that may be, but not as much as the people. I'll just put the people lie all the time. The Hispanics lie a lot. The blacks lie a lot to get out of stuff or to cast somebody as a victim. And I bet you a lot of them feel pressure to agree with a lie. I've mentioned this before, and blacks, I don't know if any black was involved, but I'm talking about lying and victim groups, people who think of themselves as a victim. A lot of Hispanics think of themselves as these victims of racism, and these a whole lot of blacks do too. And they're trying to grow it. They're trying to push the whites into doing that. And got a screenshot, a super chat to respond to. I mean, a live chat. And they feel pressured to lie. They pretend, oh, yeah, I've suffered racism. Or, oh, yeah, that was racist. When they don't think it was racist, but they just feel this pressure from all the other blacks who want to cry racism. And a caller called into the JLP show after I said that blacks feel this peer pressure to push this fake racism narrative when they know it's not true. Let's say they think that it's true in some cases, but in instances where they know it's not true. Because, you know, it's like ridiculous how frequently blacks will cry racism, right? It's ridiculous. And it's been ridiculous as long as I can remember, from when I was a kid, hearing Al Sharpton sometimes in the media. I'm like, what a joke. Does anybody even believe this guy? Why do they keep on putting him up there? I kind of always knew from, certainly from college, not to trust the media, not to believe the media, to doubt what it says, probably before that. So this cops lie all the time. Oftentimes, it turns out the cops were telling the truth or more in the realm of the truth, of reality. And then it turns out that the people, the bystanders and the others are the ones lying all the time. Hands up, don't shoot anybody. That was a lie. Or somebody saw him put up his hands and then looked away or didn't see him charging the cop in Ferguson, Missouri. There were conflicting accounts. Some of the black witnesses were honest and said, oh no, he was charging at the cop when the cop shot him. Former Officer Darren Wilson. who had to go into hiding and not go around blacks. And they called him racist for that. He said, I have to avoid going around certain people, certain types of people. And obviously he means black people, I think. And the Black Lives Matter evil people, DeRay, McKesson, that skinny, gay, pro-Black Lives Matter guy, so-called leader, he's like, oh, this is racism. Darren Wilson never should have lost his job, had to go into hiding. That's injustice. You blacks don't stand for justice? Shout out to the blacks. This story doesn't even have to do with blacks, except for the parallel of victimhood, anti-police mess. They do budget increases, but will still whine and cry, it's W-H-I-N-E, because the budget didn't go up as much as they feel like their quote-unquote hard work deserves. Oh, I know. If you're a fireman or a cop, you're making money. Anyway, that's just another thing that I wanted to point out there regarding anti-cop Reddit. It's also these people don't know the whole story, I'm presuming. I'm presuming that the LA Times story doesn't tell you the whole story. I think it's a safe presumption. And they get all smart, like they know what they're talking about, and they don't. There's a whole lot of young people who are all running their mouths on Twitter and Reddit and everywhere on politics. And these people who don't have a clue what they're talking about. Okay, I'm done with this. Thanks, Hassan. These people who don't have a clue what they're talking about, they will. That's what the type of people that the Democrats want to be voting. Oh, lower the voting age to 16. 30, 40-year-olds don't know what we're talking about regarding this stuff. You're encouraging people to be all caught up in this evil called politics because people hate got black derangement syndrome, says Malkuth X. You're encouraging people to get all caught up in worrying their pretty little heads. And I don't just mean women. Although only women have pretty little heads. But, I mean, this is Reddit, says Ivana. No, but a lot of Reddit people are smart or knowledgeable. That's just encouraging division by encouraging people to be all into politics. Encouraging women to vote and legalizing their vote has just made their, taken away, encouraged them to even disrupt even further their lack of peace of mind. Yeah, Mike Gibson, lower the voting age to age 16, but keep them in arrested development and dependent on their parents until they're 32. T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, Mike Gibson. Yeah, and on their parents, under Obama, evil Obama, under their parents' so-called health care, health insurance. Shout out to Misfit Nation. I see people mentioning him. I don't see him on my chat, but I see people mentioning him. Nice. I've had one or two of the Misfit Nation guys on the Hake Report. They've also been on the Fallen State, by the way. I think of you every time I vote, Hake, says Carrie, Terry. I mean, don't log on to that site. Yeah. Let the naive vote. Dummies. Speaking of dummies, and some of you guys have fallen for this. I don't know what the truth is about the situation, nor do I care. But I saw this clip on a competitor's podcast that Scott Adams commented on X. He said, this is the best take I've seen on what's happening with the Israel-Palestine war drama. And my competitor, Joe Rogan, said, 30,000 people killed. That, and there's not that many Palestinians or Gazans, whatever. Gaza, as the Muslims said it. as the Muslim said, to chance of death to America? Gaza, Gaza. That sounds like it's got to be some on some level you could call that a genocide. Genocide, Jay. Sorry, I don't mean to use that word. It's a liberal word. And plus, it's an ugly word. This guest of his, I don't know who it was, young, brown, probably not Hispanic. I don't know what he was. Maybe he was a Sephardic Jew. I don't know. Sephardic is the darker skinned ones. Looks like he may be Arab or Hispanic or India, not India, Indian. One of those things. Which is a broad, opening. He wasn't just a white. Said, actually, yeah, it's like supposedly 32,000 killed, according to Gaza's health ministry. But that doesn't mean 32,000 civilians. Israel claim that's, they don't distinguish between civilians and Hamas fighters, right? And Israel claims that they've killed 13,000 Hamas fighters. So 13,000 Hamas fighters killed, 19,000 civilians killed. If you believe those numbers, if you believe both those numbers are true, and I don't know. Again, nor do I care. Nor do you care, honestly. If you think you care, then you're caught up. He said, those are actually not bad numbers. That's not actually a bad, what is that called? Proportion? Or percentage? Or whatever. I forget what the exact word. Proportion might be the thing, or discrepancy. 13,000 fighters killed, and 19,000 civilians killed. What is 13 divided by 32 is 40%. 40% combatants, 19 out of 32, 60%, 59 to 60% civilians. 60% of the people who are most of the people you can say objectively, if you believe these numbers, which, you know, why wouldn't I? I don't know. I don't care that Israel's mostly killing civilians, but that's what happens in war. You mostly kill civilians, especially when, according to reports, Hamas has embedded. Hold on. Hey, James, let me check and see if I care. Nope. Ratio, thanks, great bowls of fire. Ratio, that might have been the word he used. They killed 2/3 civilians, says David C. LOL, not that he's laughing at the deaths, but he's laughing at the craziness of it. And it's true, it's crazy. It's one of the reasons you don't want war. For another reason I don't really want war is I don't really want the soldiers killed either, necessarily. I don't necessarily want soldiers killed. Why is it okay for soldiers to get killed, but not civilians? Civilians aren't that special, that they're not more special than the soldiers. I mean, the soldier's job is to protect the people with their lives. Hake flexing in math skills for the Asian ladies. I use a calculator on the thing. Hake's excuse is that's what happens in war. Hake's excuse today. But it is, it's just, it's not an excuse, it's an explanation. That's why I say that this genocide word, genocide J word, is it's a liberal word. I don't even believe in it at all. I get that you target a group, and that's also what happens in war. And I don't support war, I don't think, generally. You lost me, Hake, says Zorak 90. He said that that's better, those are better numbers, and he claims that Israel, this guest, claimed that Israel is trying to go after the, specifically Hamas, and being careful about it. Maybe it's exceptions to the rule. Some people think that they've targeted civilians, and maybe some of them have, or been careless, and maybe, probably some of them have. It's entirely possible. We heard about the, when we sent American soldiers into Vietnam, these younger American soldiers went crazy sometimes, according to what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I could imagine it getting caught up and just passionate and just doing evil to innocent people, not knowing who's innocent. It's hard to tell who's innocent. Bradley says Hamas is starving their own children. You don't see any adults starving, do we? I don't know. I don't see any of them starving, but I've heard that it may be, because I don't follow the story. But isn't that an interesting take? America killed more civilians compared to actual soldiers when they went in and did different things in different places. He mentioned a specific case that I don't recall offhand. Part of it, I think, is the whites, some of the whites who are like, oh, free Palestine and, oh, the Jews. Some of them feel like they're being genocided at Jay and meddled with in their own countries, and they have resentment about that, and so they want to use their word, genocide Jay, against the Jews. But you should be... kind of like, I'm not going to say that because I can't say it on air. You should want to be able to, I don't know. I can't say it. I can't say it. What a mess. Kids weren't playing cowboys and Indians in Vietnam. They admit that they were targeting everyone, says Charlie. It sounds like you might be worrying your pretty little head about something that's going on elsewhere in the world. It doesn't concern you, Charlie. So I'm just saying, withhold judgment. Suspend judgment. And don't get caught up in the mess. Because the worst people, some of the worst people, let's say they get rid of they have greatly diminished the influence of Israel and a lot of the Jewish people on America. But think about it. They're going to be replaced not with whites and Christians. They're going to be replaced with somebody even less civilized, even less sensible, even worse, and even more incompetent. They say that down in South Africa, Charlie mentioned South Africa. In South Africa, that guy, who is that guy who they gave him this big award, and he died relatively recently in the past 10 years. Obama spoke at his funeral in this fake sign language interpreter, faked sign language at his funeral. Mandela, Nelson Mandela. They say he was a competent communist. Yeah, he was a communist, according to what I've heard, but he was a competent communist. And then when he was replaced with someone, although he wasn't replaced, he was succeeded by people even worse than him. And that's what we're getting now. Yeah, I get that they're subversive. I get that there's a lot of subversion going on. I don't dispute that, Lucky Larry. They're subversive, though. I'm totally with you on that. That's completely true, quite obviously. Whew. So anyway, shout out to my competitor and his guest. Guest set him straight a little bit, maybe. Don't fall for dumb liberal words. Oh, genocide, Jay. Please. Anyway, let me talk about Meghan McCain. And I have some screenshots of this. Meghan McCain, a white gal, mildly attractive, a little bit younger than Hake, if I remember right. But she's in the media. She's been on The View. Sometimes she wears too much eyeshadow. Look at that. Or is that eyeliner? We're looking at a picture of her and another gal who's also wearing too much makeup. And you know it's too much makeup if you can see the makeup on a black gal. And Meghan McCain is on X quote-tweeting Candace Owens. Oh, no, not quote-tweeting Candace Owens. Quote-tweeting a Newsweek article. Meghan McCain, daughter to Rhino, late Rhino loser, and he is a loser, John McCain, who lost to Obama. How embarrassing. Meghan McCain, been on The View, the cackling hens at The View. She pretends to be a Republican, but she hates Trump, just like her father did. Does that mean she loves her father? Nope, it doesn't. She does not love her father. Otherwise, she would not hate Trump. Even though Trump did have some strong criticisms for John McCain. Newsweek headline, Candace Owens, who is a black running her mouth gal on in the media, in the kind of independent media world. Is she conservative? I don't even know. I don't know what she's about. Supposedly somewhat conservative. Kind of hit and miss with the facts. Calls Meghan McCain clinically obese. Newsweek.com. Women going after each other, criticizing each other. Because I think that she was responding to Meghan McCain going after her. Okay, so Meghan McCain quote tweets this. She can't leave it alone. This is on X, formerly known as Twitter. So I call it a tweet still. Quote posted it. Said, I have the best life, she states. She's married to this guy who's gotten fatter too. Who goes on Fox News a lot. I like him. But he's a mess. Ben Domenech, something like that. I don't know why she's not Meghan Domenech. Maybe she is in her personal life, but she kept her stage name just like Candace Farmer. Candace Owens is supposed to be Candace Farmer because she married a farmer, a man named Farmer. I am so lucky, truly happy and content in all my ways, including my body. And I think objectively true, even though it may have, whether it was made with a nasty spirit or not, I think it's objectively true that she is clinically obese. Obesity means you have like 30% or more body fat. I think that might be what she has. I don't know. Is that what it is? Obesity? I wish that you were that happiness and contentment in all ways, including with your body, for all women. Women. She's turned it into a woman thing. How about the men? A lot of men are fat. Oh, yeah, but men aren't... Men don't tend to be as insecure about their bodies. Or do they? They're starting to grow. It's starting to happen. Boys and men insecure about their bodies. They're turning all the alpha males all into betas. Hat tip, Hassan. Indeed. And JLP, of course. I wish that for all women and will continue to be a safe, compassionate and open space for all people. Wait. What do you mean? Is she calling herself a space? A safe, compassionate and open space for all people whose weight has fluctuated up and down in different stages in life like mine has. So her weight's gone up and down. That's one of her issues, apparently. Overeating, maybe not exercising enough. Who knows what's happening with her body and stuff. Mead says that the black one is unattractive. I had a guy in my comments section, Gregatron, I think. It might have been Gregatron. Say, stop attacking Candace Farmer. Well, he didn't say Farmer, but I'm calling her Farmer. She tells the truth. She may tell facts. I don't think that she doesn't strike me as having the spirit of truth. Okay? Whether or not I do, it's a separate issue. She does not strike me as having the spirit of truth. She strikes me as an ego trip spewing facts. I'm not going to say spitting facts because that's like a black term, right? Spitting. And Hake is not black. And some stuff that's not necessarily facts. Maybe. I don't have any examples. Oh, I don't use that word, grifter. Somebody calls her a grifter. I don't use grifter. Oh, what's happened? Hold on. I don't use that word because it sounds like a dumb word to me, in my opinion. I call it ego trip. She's on an ego trip. Okay, so there's that. Look at these replies to this post about, I have the best life. I'm so lucky, truly happy and content in all my ways, including my body. Meghan McCain. Corpulent, I call her. I wish all the best for you, all you who have had fluctuating weight. Gals, fat people, and people with body image issues. You are not your body. And so listen to look at this. After reading a whole bunch of, oh, you're beautiful both inside and out, I saw this post from Elijah Schaefer, who has been on the radio show in the Fallen State, GLP radio show in the Fallen State. I interviewed him a little bit on the Fallen State. Hake did. Did you know that? Hake made a cameo, not to be confused with cameo.com/TheHakeReport, which I do have, but Hake made a cameo, an appearance on the Fallen State and interviewed him, asking about, you know, they say, oh, we need police reform and complaining about police brutality. I'm like, what about black brutality? We need black reform, right? And he responded. And there was another guy along opposing him. Cue women giving fake compliments in the comments. You are beautiful. Just watch, LOL. It's from last week, right? Yup, already starting, somebody replied. Inside and out. You're beautiful inside and out. And that's exactly what happened, Elijah. Terrible. Ridiculous. You are not your body. You are, but you should, it's what your body is. It oftentimes represents what's happened to you or how you've been living, in the past, especially the recent past. We need mind reform, says, Court. Yeah. I almost think reform is a liberal word. Renewal. Renew your mind, right? And sure enough, there were a whole bunch of them. I'm not going to read any of those, you are beautiful posts. It just reminded me of that other gal, a woman. Meghan McCain turned it into this woman thing. Because women are more insecure. Who got the schmaxine injury. Remember that? Remember that gal who got that schmaxine injury? According to her, she claims to have gotten the schmax. I'm stealing a word from Nick, the American anchor baby. But why are you covering this, LOL? Says David. I'm covering it because I find it interesting, all of this. For one, Meghan McCain, I don't think she needed to respond. Maybe she wanted attention and reassurance, and so she posted it. And also, she's in the media, and part of her job is to grow her social media, probably, or one of the self-imposed expectations upon her life, maybe, to grow her social media presence. So her social media presence is ballooning. Because she's responding to this mess. But she didn't have to respond to that. You're feeding the pride, the false pride. And you're not setting a good example, I don't think. Because she thinks, maybe, that she's setting a good example for the ladies who are insecure about their bodies. And so she's like, oh, I'm happy with my body. Doubt it, but maybe true. Maybe she's just kind of accepted it, doesn't think about it too much anymore. You know how you kind of just get used to living wrong? Joel Friday mentioned this, I think, in the past, or just yesterday on his show, Joel Friday TV. That you kind of get used to just being sick and thinking that's normal because you're eating unhealthful food and living an unhealthy life all the time. Thrashing, stripping your gears on the caffeine and stuff like that. Drugs. Ugly, vain people. Exactly, Life by a Thread 8844. 8 is a lucky number in Chinese among the Asians. 4 is a bad number because it sounds like die or death. Similar sound to their word. Say? Say, Guaylo. Die, white devil. Any Asians in the chat? Press 1 if you're Asian. Or press dash. Nah. Or press slant. Nah, never mind. So that's partly why... wait, I forgot what... Ugly, vain people. Yeah. Yeah. Humility isn't thinking you're uglier than you really are. That's not humility. Or humility isn't insecurity. It's insecurity and low self-esteem. I hate that word. It's a liberal word. Low confidence. That's not humility. That's pride. That's pride, but you're so proud that you can't stand that you're weak and pathetic and ugly or whatever. Or you are caught up in the wrong... Vanity. Caught up in the wrong things. Vanity means caught up in something dumb. Vanity. Oh, we hate each other. I hate you because you're a flat earther. I hate you because you're a baltard. That's vanity. It's vain to be... It's for no reason to be hating each other over some dumb thing like that. Dumb topic to think is important. Hate calling people ugly. SMH. Hey, shout out to ugly people. You're not even beautiful in your heart. Anyway. Yeah, fake commie terms, says Charlie Church. Self-esteem. Did I tell you guys I had a dream that about there was such a thing as self-esteem? I had a dream. I had this crush on this girl in school when I was a little kid, fourth grade, maybe fifth grade. And I learned this term. See, even when I'm almost Gen X, I saw this term in this textbook in class called self-esteem, like self-esteem. And then I had this dream where I was playing volleyball. And I was like kind of goofing off and being silly and not doing a very good job. And the girl was like, it's self-esteem, Hake, it's self-esteem. They weren't calling me Hake at that point. It's self-esteem. I'm like, stop preaching at me, girl. But I kind of knew that she was somewhat right. I had a dream, says James Hake. In that, you want to be confident. Go confidos, with faith, with God. Hake's dream was more important than Martin's MLK. Indeed. Anyway, that those ladies, that Schmaxine injury gal, whom I said, she's not attractive. I mean, she's mildly attractive. She's not still beautiful. I mean, they're lying. They're calling her beautiful still, but she's greatly diminished in her appearance. Allegedly by the Schmax. If you know what I mean, if you know what I'm talking about when I say Schmaxine. I don't know if it's true. She's not even a Christian, this gal. And she ended up blocking me because of my sincere telling the ladies not to be all concerned with this. Oh, you're still beautiful. Oh, thank you. It's dumb. And not to identify with your body so that you get down just because your body's taking a dive because you were dumb enough to take the vax. Schmax, sorry. No, nobody's dumb. I disavow that. I'm just kidding. YouTube, Google. And I don't look down on you guys who are dumb. Shout out to the dumb people. Hake is dumb too, and I don't disclose whether or not I took the Schmax. No, I really don't think that she merely hit the wall, because that was 2 years, and her skin got all the collagen left her face, like the youthful. Shapeliness to the face. I'm not talking chubby cheeks either, because she was, mildly attractive, fit young lady, and not that young, maybe, 30s. And now she looks like she's in her 40s or 50s or 60s. And, mildly attractive for a 40, 50, 60 year old, but it's like, that's not, I kind of believe her. I don't know. She could be lying. She could be lying. It is on the internet. I don't necessarily believe it's true. But they were all jumping to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions. I hope you get a turbo cancer, Hake. Why are you bullying or hating or something like that? The vaccine injured. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't make fun of vaccine injured because they're vaccine injured. I'm not making fun of the injury. I'm pointing out, yes, she posted this side by side, indicating one is uglier than the other, and I'm agreeing with her. And also, I'm encouraging her and other people not to let it get you down. Life is more than the youthful beauty. I got to take a break. You can call in, guys. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. It is time for Steve Taylor Tuesday, guys. I've been excited to play this track. I think you guys, some of you may actually enjoy this. Under the Blood. It's from the 1988 sort of best of plus bonus tracks album. The best we could find. Plus three that didn't make it out. Something like that. Steve Taylor, Christian singer. Talented musician anyway. Lyricist, I guess. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. You can cover your ears. Sing la la la. Press mute. Go outside, shovel snow, plant your garden, harvest your crops, crack the whip, get it cracked on you, keep a good attitude. But I think you ought to give it a chance. Be right back for hour two. Hang tight.
And deep
thought it was ending. I don't know what it's about, but I like it. Isn't this nice? Well, thank you guys for bearing with me through Steve Taylor Tuesday. 238 is coming up next, guys. This is like the New Age Billy Idol or something. It's Christian. I'm banging my head, says Brennan. Blast this on the highway, Hake. Right on, right on. Okay, let me double check for our Super Chats, guys, over on buymeacoffee.com. Indeed. Popcorn Slumpcake says, I think I have a more succinct way to ask my question, with a non-pithy coffee, about your stance on risk assessment, quote-unquote, as it relates to hiring. You are the CEO of Hake Cabinets, Inc., Incorporated. You get two resumes for an executive position, one black, one white. What are the risk assessment thoughts that you would have for each candidate? And would those thoughts persuade or dissuade you from simply interviewing either one? It seems like the idea of individuality, never mind race/color, it's about character, etc. All of those beliefs are in opposition to the idea of risk assessment. So it would seem to you, maybe. When the risk assessment is informed by the race of a person whom you've never met, i.e., in other words, that's all you know about them is their race/name, have no opinions, ideas, etc. about a person until you meet them and let your interactions inform how you move going forward, says this person. I don't have to meet everybody. I don't necessarily have to meet... everybody. That person over there, I might better off avoid that person walking down the street with a better, because this is a better risk assessment thing. Thank you, man. Catch Joel Friday TV coming up, guys. Risk assessment is holding your purse close if you're a woman, you know? That's risk assessment. Sometimes that's fear, but it's also a risk assessment. You don't, if there's something about you that makes her uncomfortable, then she may hold her purse closer to her. And some people get offended about that. Understandably, maybe, because they wouldn't do anything to her. But there have been many, many other blacks who have done something to her. That's suicidal advice, is Shabo. Stereotypes exist for a reason, don't you think? Asks Costin. Yeah, stereotypes exist because of a reputation, either a true reputation or a false reputation that you have built for yourself or allowed to happen or was put upon you by other people. For example, the false stereotype of whites being racist. That's just a communist propaganda lie that mama mainstream media and mama academia and mama evil government have put upon the people in suckers, victim-minded people. The stereotype of certain types of people stealing more frequently was brought about by their own behavior. many of their own behavior. And there were decent ones who wouldn't do any harm to a person, might steal other stuff and get away with it in other ways, but wouldn't do a violent robbery or purse snatching or phone grabbing or whatever. So, those people, I encourage you, if that's happened to you or you've imagined it happened to you, because some of this is in your heads, it's not your concern what other people are thinking about you. Keep a good attitude. You're better off, you're more likely to leave off a good impression if you catch yourself, experience that offense, inward offense, and realize that's a problem inside of you. I mean, that's an evil inside of you. Never mind whether they're evil or not for the way that they're acting. Because that's not your concern. Truly. Keep it watching yourself. That's an encouragement for the blacks who feel like they're getting profiled. Or anybody. Or a white who's being called racist for no good reason. For telling the truth. Or for doing something you have a right to do. Or whatever. Or whoever. In whatever injustice. Seeming injustice. But to answer your question, Popcorn's Thump Keg, about this, because I like his super chats, it's fun. One black, one white. We had a black guy work for us. It wasn't executive, but he was a kind of an important guy. He was kind of fat. And the Mexican installer didn't like working. Oh no, that was a different Mexican than Mexican. An Americanized Mexican who was also fat. And you know what? Just different people come from different cultures and they have a different work ethic oftentimes. They have a different level of honesty. They have more or less of a tendency to cry racism after the fact or be some type of complainer or problem. Not shy about complaining, even when they don't really have a reason to complain. Don't necessarily show up on time. Those are risks. And a white, nowadays whites, many of them have gotten like spoiled or whatever, because they're seeing these low standards, so they're lowering their own standards too, rather than keeping a high standard. Or their own families have lowered their standards, because white out of wedlock births are where the black out of wedlock, above where the black out of wedlock births, when the black out of wedlock births were considered a crisis back in the 60s, I think 65. So everybody's getting raised wrong now. I mean, everybody's raised wrong on some level, but it's on a whole nother level. I guess whole nother level is not proper English. So risk assessments, is this person responsible or a poser? Is this person reliable? Stuff like that. You get a sense for people when you see them, when you meet them, or if you read the way they write about themselves, the stuff they put on their resumes or whatever. Executive position. Because individuality is for yourself. Individuality is for yourself. You treat yourself as an individual. Just because everybody else is going to hell doesn't mean you are, or in hell doesn't mean you have to be. And you treat others that way too, but you protect yourself too. You protect yourself. Better safe than sorry. Isn't that a great line? Better safe than sorry. Okay. Hopefully that's satisfactory. Hopefully that's satisfactorily answering it. You're giving me all these hypotheticals. But you see how I treat my callers. I treat my callers all quite fairly. Sometimes I get caught up in arguing or letting them ramble or whatever. But I treat my callers all quite fairly. How about just deal with the reality rather than these getting into your imagination and trying to encourage me to get into my imagination about a theoretical scenario. Sion. bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Trumpican. I'm a Trumpican. Point blank period. Who says point blank period? You know you're from Georgia. See on. Keisha knew. Keisha knew. Hashtag it's the real Mr. Mad. Hashtag Delilah. Hashtag black. With double T. Sion Lee. Thank you, Sion. Appreciate that. Right on. Yeah, I know. The Republicans. Were the Republicans ever good? Or did they just profess the correct moral positions in the past? Were the Republicans ever good? Or were they just pretending to be good? Kind of like the Pharisees. Because people said, oh, the Republicans are like the... You're like a Pharisee, Hake. You're a judgmental Christian. And they're judging me, being a judgmental Christian. Say I am a judgmental Christian. They're judging me. They're a judgmental Christian. And they're supposed to be Christian, right? They're a Pharisee. Pharisees were intellectuals. He's an intellectual judging me, another intellectual conservative Christian, intellectual liberal Christian, judging an intellectual conservative Christian, calling each other Pharisees, or calling me a Pharisee. When he's a Pharisee too. Who has the entire establishment on his side. Pro-abortion, pro-so-called same-sex marriage and all that mess. Pro-illegal alien, anti-racism. What do you liberal Christians... Do I have any liberal Christians in the chat? Press 1 if you're in the chat and a liberal Christian. Liberal. What do you liberal Christians think that you're being godly when you're just like the world? All your values are just so long aligned with the world and this fake victimhood stuff and all that mess. Terrible. But shout out to the liberal Christians. It's not a surprise that a lot of the young people are liberal Christians because, hey, Terry, you're a liberal? Well, if you have anger, you're a liberal. So I guess all of us are liberal Christians. We just profess to be conservative and believing in morality, but it's not, we don't live like that. We live like that on some level and some of the rules, but like JLP says about the conservative parents having liberal children who go to school and turn out liberal or go on social media and turn out liberal and turn on them. They hate them because the parents have this identity, this false pride that's not godly, but they think it's godly. That reminds me. You know, yesterday I was talking about this lady on X who was in the replies about schmornography. My husband paid for schmornography because he kept on looking at it. Dirty videos, dirty pictures. And he paid for it by paying his divorce lawyer because it ruined our marriage. Schmornography ruined our marriage. And I commented on her saying that yesterday. That she ruined it too because she's overreacting to something that doesn't have anything to do with her. I get that it's in the heart he's not loyal in his heart, but you're not loyal in your heart either. You're judging him. You're not minding your own business regarding his weakness. You're judging him for his weakness, not realizing that your weakness is judging him. And so you're missing your own weakness. You have a log in your eye, lady, if you're watching the Hake Report. I doubt it, but maybe. Some ladies are watching. Shout out to the ladies watching the Hake Report. You're judging, looking at him, not looking at yourself. You're missing it yourself. Take the log out of your eye or the plank out of your eye, as Jesus said, right? Or somebody said that in the Bible. But then you can see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And you don't want a speck in your eye. Trust me, schmornography, that's a nasty speck in your eye. You got a sty in your eye. Haig said you ruined it by being boring woman. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, because I don't justify schmornography. That's evil. That's gross. That's not, that's an evil, it's not even manly, but it's a weak male evil, right? And she's being weak by judging his weakness and missing her own. And then he's probably not responding well to that either, maybe. Don't know. And so they're both caving in on each other. Terrible. And some of the ladies get caught up like, oh, he's rejecting me. No, he's just has this voracious. Is voracious the right word? This unsatiable, evil, green-eyed monster called greed. Greedy for the lady bodies, if you will. And so one is never enough. Don't be having the S out of wedlock. And don't judge the weakness of the man. It's not your business. It's really not your business. Somebody else is evil. It's sometimes good to point it out so that it's good to point it out, I think. So that you can watch yourself, though, with it, with that insight. You know, I say. Shaking my head. Alex in California is on the line. You can call in, guys. 888-77-JESSE. Alex, thanks for calling and holding there. How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hey, nice to hear from you. The white Alex.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you for the, wasn't really anything notable, but you gave me a mention on Friday. You said Joe was my favorite caller.
So right.
Nice to have someone thinking about me.
Nice. Yeah. That was memorable. I like that because I have my favorite callers and you can have yours.
Right.
And it's fun to know that. Is he really your favorite?
When I say that, I'm saying it how Maze uses the word bright.
Oh, okay. Nice. Sarcastically, perhaps.
Facetiously.
Yeah, I called Maze my favorite caller facetiously, and now she kind of is one of my favorite callers.
Actually, I don't really have a problem with Joe.
Yeah.
I think it would just be a wonderful thing. He's already, sounds like he's pretty well established, and he's made a good life for himself. So
yeah.
He doesn't really need to worry about the black reputation or identifying with all that crime.
True. That's so true, yeah. Man. Before you get into your topic, since you brought that up, he's all in his head thinking that that JLP telling the truth about the blacks or saying something that is is imprecise or inaccurate about the blacks, about, you know, most do this or that. He thinks it's making it more dangerous for him. And that's an evil person because he's justified the attack on my competitor, Alex Jones, for so-called incitement. And he's tried to warn Haig about these incitement laws and stuff like that. And he reminds me of the radical transgenders who say that the Catholic Church, or the NAIA, this college sports group, not supporting the transgender agenda is going to increase violence against transgenders. Like, the Catholic Church and JLP and Alex Jones are not responsible for what other people do, and we're part of the solution. I mean, JLP certainly is. He's preaching love. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, accountability, the blacks have a weird view on that. It's, they use it in their own favor.
Yeah.
You have to take accountability for slavery, but all the crime that happened today, this morning, by blacks, it's either not happening or it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to judge Joe or get angry. I think, like I said, he's established himself. He sounds like he hangs around a lot of white people. Doesn't sound, because I work with, where I work, there's often black people, and I would consider them more real, because it would be like, you know, if you're not hood, you know, you ain't black.
Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. He told me on a prior calls that he gets called, he used to get called, be called like Oreo or something like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And so he has.
He used to just identify with his white side. It sounds like he's doing that anyway.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah. Did you catch the eclipse?
I didn't at all. I mean, I did see a picture of it or two on the social media. But no, I didn't see it for myself. Did you see any of it? Like, supposedly there was a 40% eclipse in America.
Set an alarm for myself to wake up for it. And when I woke up, I was like, no, I'm going back to bed. We'll see pictures of it on Facebook or YouTube and all that.
You go to sleep after the Hake report?
Yeah, I work a graveyard shift. So I catch some of Jesse and then I try to catch you, but
cool, man.
Yeah. But yeah, the reason I'm bringing up the eclipse, I think it's we need flat earthers. I know you're all about the circumspect and the big picture and all that, but
yeah,
I believe that we absolutely need flat earthers in particular, because they have a camera called the Nikon P100 or the P900, and there's like lots of them that have gotten video, like live video of the eclipse, and it's definitely not the moon that's blocking it out.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, I know. I'm going to get you all caught up in imagination of theoretical situations, like you said. But,
right.
The problem with like the circumspect thing is, it's just like if you don't care about stuff that kind of does matter. Like there's people like flat earthers who do care and will spend hours and hours on this stuff. I just think it's a necessary thing for us to have people that are that have questions. You know what I mean?
I love people who question yeah. and have questions and look into things on some level, so that I can find out what they're saying. So, are you? Does that indicate that you too are a flat earther, or are you a baltard, or are you?
I think I mentioned last time. I'm more of, I guess, a space denier at this point. Maybe it's just a phase. Who knows? But yeah, I guess that would put me in the flat earth category. I just don't like. I don't like how we have to call ourselves words and labels.
Oh,
so corny. You know, I can't just be myself with some stupid thoughts. I have to be like a flat earther or a glober. You know.
I mean, there's a lot of people who just say they don't know, and yeah. but lean towards the this. Space denial or space.
I just like that there's that people that are willing to spend $3,000 on a camera and a tripod and point out the eclipse and verify that it's something else.
So that wasn't the moon that covered it up?
From what they're saying, the moon wasn't in alignment, which it never is with the eclipse, but they caught it on camera not being in alignment. And then I also personally, I've been trying to look at the moon the past couple of nights. I haven't even seen the moon, so I don't know where it's been.
It's because the sun's in your eyes. When you look up at this, you look up and the sun is so bright that it's right next to the sun. That's why you don't see it. Either that, or mm-hmm. it's down below on the other side of the Earth.
So I would encourage you, if you do have 5 minutes of downtime, just look up one of these videos. You know, it's not going to be a complete waste of time. You'll
cool,
see
man.
Interesting.
Nice.
That obscures it. Yeah.
Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, and then. Just one other quick thing, totally unrelated, but the last time I called, we talked about video games, how there was one guy who just wanted to play video games and smoke pot all day.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. Like if I was in a public, let's say I'm at the airport sitting down, I pull out my cell phone and I start playing chess. The people around me are going to look at me like, oh man, that guy's a nerd, or he's probably smart. But if I pull out my cell phone and I play Call of Duty, which is harder than chess, people think I'm an incel who lives in mom's basement.
Interesting.
So I don't understand. I guess maybe gaming as a whole is bad, but I just see it as like, it's like poker night with the boys. You know, you're getting with your friends and you're playing a game together. It's like people really, specifically women, but people really hate on video game.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about JLP's take on gamers, video games, adults?
So the most recent thing I heard he said about it was it's okay to play for like an hour a day, but just don't make it, you know, don't make it your life.
Yeah.
But that was a while back. He may have updated his,
okay.
On that.
Yeah. So you said that chess is harder than Call of Duty or
Call of Duty is harder than chess.
Does Call of Duty sharpen your mind like chess? Chess is supposed to sharpen your mind, right? You get stuff like that?
As far as like situational awareness, more than like a military kind of context, absolutely.
Call of Duty is better?
Faster reaction times.
Right.
Speeding up your, I don't know, makes you faster.
Okay.
And then the last little caveat to that is I think video games is also a generational thing. I think it's a millennial thing. So I think if you're in your 30s or whatever the group is, at this point, I don't know what it is specifically, but millennials are gamers, and I think it's okay.
Okay.
I'm 37. So.
Nice. What about for, like, tactics? Like, chess, like, there's some, like, brilliant people who are really good at chess, and they're good at it because they're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy, is that, I don't know,
strategy and pattern recognition. Problem solving, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Thinking ahead.
You do have to be smart.
Yeah, being able to think a few steps ahead to see what's the most likely thing that the next person's going to do and what you could do to trap the person.
And it's the same thing if you think about you're playing a game where you have a gun and you got to hunt down the other team. You know, you're predetermining people's decisions and problem solving. Also, it's very similar.
Okay.
So I don't know, it's a moot topic, but I just think there's no difference. You know, people will look at me like I'm smart if I play chess, but if I'm playing Call of Duty, I'm
do you
an
play
intel
both?
In mom's basement.
Out of curiosity, do you play both?
I have, yeah.
Okay. Do you play chess at all commonly?
Not these days.
Okay.
If I had someone that was like good at it, I think I probably would.
Nice, man. What about AI? Could you beat AI in Call of Duty or chess?
Not. Definitely not.
You can't beat the NPCs?
Probably not. I would probably get smoked.
Depends on what the setting is, if you have it set on hard. Because can't you set the difficulty level?
I'm sure you could, yeah.
Nice, man. Well, thank you for the thoughts.
Yeah, I'll leave you with that, and I'll let you hang up so there's no click.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks again. Take care.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Alex in California, and he didn't click me. Unlike Jake. Shout out to Jake Husden. I was on his show, and he said, he called yesterday, I have something to tell you. Click! He got me good. Nice. Okay. Let me see if I can get back to a story or two here, guys. Yeah. A little bit more about Blind Judgment, and then I'll get back on to... to calls and stories and any other stuff. You know how I mentioned the ladies think the schmorn is about them? If their husband or whatever is caught, basically, or dumb enough to get caught. dumb enough to get caught. Just about that statement. That sounds bad because... Well, one, don't do it. Two, don't get caught, right? Three, don't do evil. What a mess. They think it's about them, but it's not about them. Or ladies think criticizing accusers is defending the accused. In Hake News earlier today on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, I talked about this guy who was this black actor for a Marvel movie named Jonathan Majors, who's not going to get any time behind bars. A New York judge sentenced the former Marvel actor, according to the ladies at the Skim, I use the term loosely, Jonathan Majors, a mandatory 52-week in-person DV program, domestic violence program, which those are probably run by a bunch of liberals, not sensible people. Maybe there's a few nice tips that can be handy. But in general, bunch of evil, anti-man, turning men into girls or soft, weak, pathetic. They don't have the whole solution. For assaulting and harassing his, his former girlfriend, Grace Jabari. Grace Jabari. Ungracious Grace, I called her. But I don't know if she's gracious or not. She does. Mostly women are not, especially if they're going crazy, not taking responsibility for their part in the situation. It's really between them. I get that some men go crazy. I've seen a case where one man drove in, tried to drive into a liquor store that her, his girlfriend or something, ran into this, I think on Asmodor's Telegram, this black young lady ran into this thing and called on this fatter white store clerk guy of this convenience store to protect her. So he hid her in like the freezer room, or not freezer, but you know, in the back room, and locked the door. And the black guy kept on trying to crash into the store, or tried to crash into the store with his car, and because he's obsessed. Probably they had the S word. Because I don't think a man who did not have the S word with the woman would be so obsessed to where he's going to do that. So that's another reason not to be having the S word out of wedlock. So I get that men can, males can go crazy and do evil. And he ended up getting himself killed. He got shot and killed by police, I think. Something. If I remember the story right. It was a local news story. I saw it on the video. Hake, the Hake Report is on Telegram as well. So is JLP Talk. Jesse Lee Peterson. JLP Talk on t.me/JLP Talk. Majors could face jail time if he doesn't submit to this mandatory 52-week in-person domestic violence program for... allegedly or convictedly, I guess, assaulting and harassing his former girlfriend. Harassing. I mean, I get it. You don't leave her alone, dummy. But it's also such a woman word that I just spit at it because this is, I go, too, because this is used. I was accused of harassment for having a conversation. Well, not in the court of law, but they're like, stop harassing. Like, she came at me, and I responded, and I'm harassing. Okay. During the sentencing, Ungracious Grace Jabari, J-A-B-B-A-R-I, said he's not sorry, he has not accepted responsibility, and he will do this again. And somebody in the chat said, hey, don't defend Jonathan Majors. He's a violent, evil person. And nowhere did I defend Jonathan Majors. I have no idea what he did or didn't do. But that is the woman mind, the devil listening mind. Males do this a lot, too. They see me poo-pooing the notion of shmenicide, enicide, J. Poo-pooing that notion of genocide. It, with regard to what Israel's doing, like, whatever, I don't even believe in that word. And they think I'm defending it, Israel, or love Israel, or whatever. And I do, but they put in all kinds of meaning into it that's not there, reading into it. Criticizing accusers is not defending the accused. Defending innocent unless proven guilty is not defending the person who is accused. Some ladies and people, males, think criticizing Ukraine propaganda, because there's so much Ukraine propaganda everywhere, except for on the right. There's kind of anti-pro-Ukraine propaganda. They think that it's supporting Russia. No, it's not supporting, I do happen to support Russia, but it's not supporting Russia every time I criticize Ukraine stuff. Oh, you're Putin stan. Stan is like super fan, I guess. What a mess. So that's that blind judgment. Don't be blind. catch yourself blindly judging. You don't know what a person is thinking when you're jumping to conclusions based on what they say. Based on what they say, and then you jump to conclusion, they didn't say what you what you're claiming that they're about. Hake out there harassing women. What does this world come to? This was like 12 years ago. I was when I was getting blocked on Facebook by people, by my former friends. Thanks a lot, guys. I thought you were my friends. So, let me get to a call. John in Tejas, Texas. John in Texas, thank you for calling, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking my call, Hake.
Yeah, of course.
Man, the Holy Roman Empire may have been based, and the Catholic Church may have been based.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, the Catholic Church may have been based.
It definitely didn't stay based.
I was asking the question. What?
Based on truth, meaning standing solid on the solid foundation, standing firm on the solid foundation. Based?
No, I don't know what the word means. I just use it.
Oh, okay. Well, but what prompts you to say there may have been based?
I was thinking, you know what is ingrained in the consciousness that the Crusades were bad.
Yeah.
And, I'm beginning to ask questions like, hold on. Because the Islamic religion had came about, and their whole, Renaissance or, era of prosperity came about because they were sacking the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right. Yeah, there's this pretense that, the Christians were these warlike people, and maybe not, but it was not against innocent little shrinking violets. It was against fellow violent warlike people. The Muslims, for example, like you just said.
Yes, and so now today it's like condescending like reflection. Like, we punish ourselves for the Crusades,
Yeah.
White people.
True.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to interest. Yeah, go ahead.
It reminds me of, like, the smears upon the South. I learned it when the atheists were on the rise 10, 15 years ago, and I was producer of the JLP show or hearing people talk about this stuff. I was like, they would bash the Christians and bring up this thing from hundreds of years ago that we don't even know the whole story. Saying, Crusades, Christians weren't peaceful. And the Christians today have nothing to do with the Crusades. And the Crusades may have been falsely told about, just like with the beautiful South and the Confederacy and all that stuff. They smear people over in Germany over World War II stuff, and they're not telling the whole honest story of, it's not good guys versus bad guys, it's mostly evil versus evil, and then they're very fine people on both sides, maybe.
Yeah, I remember that. I was in high school around that time. Yeah.
So I'm with you, I'm not one who bandwagons against the Crusades. Terrible.
No, man. Yeah. So the Catholic Church may have been based for the Crusades.
Was that the Catholics?
Yeah, the...
Or was
because,
it Was it the Anglican Church?
Well, I can tell you that it was after the Islamic Enlightenment period, which they were basically beating down the Holy Roman Empire or whatever, and pirating and looting and all that stuff. There was none of that before Islam. And then, so this was like the year 900 to 1200s, around that time. I'm not exactly sure, but it was the Catholic Church. I don't know who the Pope was, but it's food for thought.
Yeah. Spanning most of the High Middle Ages, the Crusades were a series of, this is per Utah State University. I looked it up on this totally useless website, Google. Hat tip to American Anchor, baby. A series of military expeditions called the Crusades was launched from Christian Europe against the peoples of the Near East, sparked by a zeal to get rid of the holy lands of infidels, meaning Muslims primarily. Only the first crusade achieved any real or lasting success.
Yeah, the Holy Roman Empire was entirely Christian. Entirely Christian.
Wow.
And, you know, they just kind of let that stuff happen to them.
Yep.
For like 400 years, so.
Terrible. And now the Muslims are encroaching like crazy, and there's no Christians to stand for what's right.
Well, after the Crusades, though, there was like 1,000 years of Christian glory, colonialism,
yeah.
Which colonialism ended slavery, by the way. People hate on colonialism.
Yeah.
It ended slavery.
Wow. It used slavery and then it ended it. Because
a
lot of the colonies did have slavery.
It was always going to end it.
Yeah. How so? How did that happen?
Good question. It was just an offhand thing that I heard.
Oh, okay. So you don't necessarily, you're not able to express off the top of your head the ways that it came about. But it sounds true. I mean, it definitely followed. The end of slavery followed that. I don't know if it was an entirely good thing. In fact, I know it wasn't entirely a good thing. Because there's a right and wrong way to end slavery, you know? There's a right and wrong way to do everything. And there were many wrong things that have been happening and did happen and to this day are happening. It's not as though history is on a moral high right now. History is at a moral... The present day, I mean, is it a moral low, in my opinion?
What do you think about, like, the early 20th century, as far as morals?
That's the early 1900s, right? Morality of the early 20th century? I don't know, because I don't know history. But I think that it was pretty bad. And there were things that were taking place in those times, women voting. This was after the so-called Civil War. All these things brought about a whole lot of evil that we are dealing with today. Oh, man. So that's what I think of it. I don't know much about it.
So you think maybe the Holy Roman Empire, that was a good time because even Israel was Christian. Israel was Christian, and there was peace there was a good era of peace till Islam had, you know, come up because the Middle East, they wanted to not be Christian, but they wanted the prosperity. Anyway, hey, good food for thought, man.
Yeah, it is. There's always good and bad things that happen with any single person and with any period. So, suspend judgment and watch yourself and your assumptions. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, John in Texas.
And, yeah. All right.
What were you about to say?
I was going to say, love the show.
Oh,
love
cool.
Love the show, man.
Thanks, man. Call me again. Take care. All right. Let me double check on any remaining Super Chats, because I like to get them on the day of. Believe it or not. You know what I mean? Terrible. Shout out to Sion Lee. That sounds wrong to be saying that. And shout out to Popcorn's Thump Keg, man. I hope that I gave you pretty good attention. And I'm not, I hope that I gave you a proper answer there. Make the Crusades date again, great again, says DGA blank 45 MAGA over on Rumble. Did you know Hake is live on Rumble? Make sure you do catch Joel Friday TV. He has his show scheduled, and I will bump you off if you're watching on YouTube live. It will be Americans Are Spoiled Rotten. Boy, is that a fact. Terrible. And I used to think that I wasn't spoiled. But, because I used to think spoiled meant a bad, a nasty, selfish, entitled type of an attitude. But even then, there is some of that in there. There's some of those demons in there, right? Because we knew spoiled kids, right? But, yeah, spoiling. How the body gets spoiled, the ego gets spoiled. Spoiled how? Asks Costin. Well, tune into the Joel Friday TV and find out. And catch American Anchor Baby after that. See if I have time to get into this. Okay, this is... Oh, yes. One other Super Chat. Urinal Chills gave a Super Chat that I missed. I was remiss in not reading it. Well, he's a paying subscriber on Rumble. I lost my job for 9 years and 9 months for not taking the safety precautions you just gestured. And I'm gesturing the safety precautions. But I disavow that. But he lost his job of 9 years and 9 months, almost 10 years working at this job, and he lost it for not taking the safety precautions of the schmacks. The schmacks. A lot of people lost jobs over that. And you know what? Who lost more? Them, the employer, or the employed? The former employee? That industry, these industries that lost a whole lot of their best people, their most independent-minded people oftentimes. Not that every schmacks denier or schmacks skeptic is an independent thinker, but oftentimes they are like a little bit of an independent thinker and sometimes more sensible, not caught up, not subject to pressure. Kale said everybody he knows who got the schmacks regrets it. And I know people who I was surprised to hear that they regretted it. A young man whom I know regrets it. So, shaking my head. But there's always another opportunity. There's always another opportunity to, yeah. It's not the end of the world. It's just the end of that job. No bitterness. We get better, not bitter. There's a Bond t-shirt. This is better, not bitter. Terrible stuff going on in the world. You know, guys, I think I better close out here. This has been the Hake Report. Callers, the rest of the callers, I cannot get to you. Call me tomorrow. You can... In about less than 10 minutes, call in to Joel Friday TV. Let me double check on a Cash App. Get your cameos, cameo.com/whatever. Anyway, guys, this is 2:38 Tuesday. There is no Dana. I don't know if this is a reference to the Ghostbusters. It's from the 2000 album Regulate the Chemicals. Adios, America. Bye. air guitar.
Ghostbusters reference.
I gotta get out of Joel's way.